want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's a blessing to be here. It's been a blessing to be here already, and we heard a lot of good things. And a happy Father's Day to all of you fathers. And in memory of my father, I would like to read Psalm 103. And I know I've said this before, but sometimes it bears repeating. This is the psalm that he stated by memory before he got out of bed the last day of his life. Mom said he said this psalm in English, and then he said it in German. And I can't speak German. I only know a few words, but I see we have some people here this morning that probably can. So that would be interesting to hear you say. Dad would sometimes pray in German. And my sister and I, Martha and I, would just giggle and giggle because it sounded so funny. This gnaughty stuff, and I just didn't know what that was. But this is some of the things. He memorized a lot, and this was one psalm that we heard often. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he remembereth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I love this psalm for the way it begins and ends with blessing the Lord. And then in the middle, it gives us a lot of reason to why we should bless the Lord. The Lord is gracious, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy is one thing he says. Verse 13, it says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now, we would probably use different words. I don't remember too much pity from my father as far as the word that we would use, but I do remember some other good things. I remember one time I was speaking at OCC, and Wayne introduced me as I think it might have been after Dad had passed, I'm not sure. But he introduced me as Dan's son. And one of the men said, lucky man. And, you know, I never thought about that growing up, that I was lucky. That didn't really occur to me. But Dad was, he didn't suffer fools gladly or any other kind of way. And so it was, you had to stay on your toes there on that. I obeyed my father because I didn't want to deal with the consequences in that kind of way. When I was a young When I was newly ordained, we were at a minister's week in Carbon Hill, and one of the speakers there said, he said that the Heavenly Father, your earthly father, is going to be the impression that your children get of their Heavenly Father. And that's the first time I heard that concept. It was around 1980, and it's been said many times since that, so I suppose all of you have heard it many times in your life, but that was the first time I heard that. And that was very interesting to me, because it did, after hearing it some more times, it did make a difference. It did make me realize that, yeah, that could be, and that having a right concept of God is really, really important. And this is showing us that. Now, I wonder if anybody knows how far the North Pole is from the South Pole. Can you just give a guess, those of you that love numbers and math, how far do you think it is from the South Pole to the North Pole? Now, you can't ask Siri because I asked her already and she doesn't know. But I'm going to guess it's around 25,000 miles around the equator. And so if we go the other way around, they say the Earth is slightly flattened, so I'm not sure. Maybe Dalton could answer that one, I don't know. But it must be, if it's 25,000 miles around the Earth, then it must be around 12,000 or plus from the South Pole to the North Pole, just by logic. And here the Bible says that as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. It seems like it would be really generous to say, you know, as far as the North Pole is from the South Pole, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's about 12,000 miles. That's pretty far, and it'd be far enough, wouldn't it? But he doesn't say that. He said as far as the east is from the west, which is an infinite number. There is no, you can go east. If you start east now, you can go east for the rest of your life if you want to, and you'll still be traveling east. You will never reach the end of east. Or if you go west, you can travel for the rest of your life going west if you want to. But if you go north, you're going to reach a point where you're going to start going south. That's the only way to go. Or if you go south, you're going to reach another point where you're going to go north. That's the only way you're going to go. But the Bible uses this language, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. It's just tremendous that he uses that kind of language. He says the Lord is merciful and gracious. Sometimes we need these word pictures to see. This song we just got done singing, the last verse of that song is just so tremendous every time I think about it. I think that they have something that they call writer's liberty, where they describe something in strong terms, and that's what this writer did. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. When we think about the amount of ink that fills one page, it's just so small. When we think about using the sky as a parchment, it's immense. It's beyond our mind. You know, this is the songwriter. This is not in the Bible, but the Bible says God is merciful and gracious. And he tells us in so many ways how he is that. And then he closes, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. That's how he begins, actually. And in the end, he says, bless the Lord, all the works and in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So let's bless the Lord this morning. Let's bow for prayer.